Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Zach, this is Crystal Palace. St. Norad has declared DEFCON 3. Scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at Nordkap, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown tracks are penetrating the Alaskan air defense zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermo nuclear?
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready, awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir.
We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
And then the only winning move is not to play.
To talk to you stupid, dumb Americans. I mean, smart, good liberals. We can't allow AlexJonesGame.com with New World Order wars to make fun of communist Chinese puppets like the good, loving Trudeau or Hillary Clinton or Klaus Schwab. Do not go to AlexJonesGame.com. Do not download and do not play.
I think we can all agree that this new video game looks fantastic.
So these scientists with vaccines?
We are going to defeat the globalists very bigly.
Bill Clinton in here.
No homosexual relations. That's sexual.
Oh, there it is. There it is, bro. I destroyed that. What the hell even was that? I don't even know what that was.
Tucker Carlson.
These dogs are really grossing me out.
Wait, it's actually zombies. They're skeletons.
It's the two fake news jesters.
What will I... You're just locked in your house.
That's hilarious. So we got Brian Stelter.
Oh, that's Mark Zuckerberg at the Lizard.
This is hard, okay, guys?
I have never been so angry as you Americans. This is Internal here telling you. This is blasphemy. How dare you, stupid Americans, play such a video game?
I don't know.
God, this is so well made. What the fuck?
Overall, I would say it's a solid play. Get it. Support the police.
Some of these bosses are getting, like, harder. This is like a legit game.
You defeat big tech cucks and more. Is it too late for an entry into Jeff Keighley's Game Awards?
Yes.
Game of the year?
Clearly. I mean, clearly.
No, yes, I am. Oh, you will be sent to forced labor camps. You will be punished by Mark Zuckerberg and Bill Gates, who do a good job of GDP and communist China, for watching such a video game. Do not go to AlexJonesGame.com. It is sacrilege to disrespect your leaders. Your time. Do not go to AlexJonesGame.com.
The New World Order is taking over, and resistance is futile.
The answer to 1984 is 727.
Oh, Big Bill, I'm taking you down, rapist. I'll eat your ass. Yeah!
I'm going to lower the world's population.
This is order from CCP and ZZP. That is it. InfoWars.com. Do not. God.
Folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, for the next 2 hours, we have General Michael Flynn and Clay Clark both in studio with us to break down the incredible days we are living in. GeneralFlynn.com on X, General Flynn. And of course, we have Clay Clark with the Reawaken America tours that millions have watched and hundreds of thousands have gone to at Clay Clark and TimeToFreeAmerica.com. It's great to have both of you here. Really honored to have you both in studio with us. Such courageous work you're doing. Are we not, and we're not bragging, this is true, we are vindicated. There have been thousands of fake political diversions that have gone on around the world, hundreds here in the U.S., but the New World Order globalist plan that you've studied, I've studied, we've talked about for so long, is now out in the open. There's a major turning point. Joe Rogan came out last week and said, no, Alex Jones and others are right. It's a new world order. It's the globalist. It's Klaus Schwab. It's BlackRock, allied with the Chi-Coms. They're trying to take over America. They're trying to steal elections. I used him as a bellwether. He used to be a big liberal. Now he's going to vote for Trump. It's the same thing across the board. Everybody who's popular now is against the globalist. Dinosaur media is falling apart, but the enemy is going to strike back. They've got an Obama finance movie on Netflix that just came out called Leaving the World Forever about race war, power outages, cyber attacks. They have a new movie, Civil War, huge budget, huge stars coming out where the right wing has to be crushed by the U.S. military. Simultaneously, General, and I'll get both your takes on this, we see the talking point that Trump's going to be a dictator and we've got to stop the right wing, and the number one threat is Trump supporters and made-up white supremacy. Clearly, they're gearing up some major things. They're pre-programming cyber attacks. They've abolished the border. It's not just open. They're springboarding everybody in, using the Border Patrol and military to facilitate. We are in a globalist coup, in my view. All over the world, populists are getting elected. They're using the same tactics with Bolsonaro to bar him from running. Michigan just ruled no, Trump will not be off the ballot. Supreme Court set to rule against that. Such brazen desperateness, but we shouldn't be, I think, celebrating just because we've turned the tide and are winning major battles. The main war is here now. Am I correct, General Flynn?
Absolutely. And when we start thinking about and projecting out this next year here, going into November, if we make it to November with an election, although I have said very publicly that I do see a scenario where this current left-leaning crowd may not want us to have an election because there's just no way in the world, given everything that's happening, that we could, that they could actually win an election. But a couple of other things, other names that I think are going to start to turn toward our side, people like John Stewart. I think John Stewart is a powerful voice out there, and I think we're going to start to see some others. Potentially there may be some of these late night comedians who begin to see other aspects of the falsehood and the lies that the left has been spewing now for a long time. So the coup itself that really began under and began in 2016, we can give you specific dates, 3 August of 2016 is when John Brennan gave Barack Obama, briefed him on the false Russiagate idea, and then the next
major, and you were their first target.
I was their first target. The next major event was 5 January 2017 in the Oval Office. Same people, John Brennan. In this case, you had Sally Yates, Jim Clapper, Susan Rice. the current occupant of the White House, Biden, were in there. And that's the day, 5 January 2017. It's in the Durham Report. Go read it. People can begin to see that time, that moment was when they decided there's no way in the world that we're going to allow Donald Trump to have an effective 4 years in office, even though he did, and to stay in office. And they made the decisions then. And now what we're seeing is we're seeing this play out. And the World Economic Forum, which is, has the likes of Klaus Schwab, and Clay can talk about this in spades. There are people above them, and Alex, you know this.
Yeah, they're just the mouthpiece.
BlackRock and some of these other organizations, this sort of the large corporate infrastructure that we are facing globally that clearly has the Chinese behind it. And the Chinese are playing them and playing us like a fiddle right now.
Absolutely. And I don't like a lot of what Israel's doing, but at the same time, be honest, China is 100% behind Hamas and Hezbollah, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, when you think about there was a operation that Ronald Reagan did in 1980s called Praying Mantis. You know, right now we're in the throes. I think the last 10 days, our U.S. Navy has had they've had suicide drones, they've had Houthi missiles fired against them. When that happened in the 1980s,
Reagan sunk the Iranian fleet.
He sunk half, 50%. Of the Iranian naval forces at that time, and we have responded with nothing other than shooting these things down, and we're on our heels. So there has to be a reciprocity that is not, you know, if warfare is not fair, there's got to be a reciprocity that's different, because otherwise they're going to continue to attack us in the Middle East. And Iran is behind this. The Chinese are behind Iran. The Russians are behind Iran. They're with them. The whole idea about this global alliance that we've been talking about for a long time now, this global alliance that has formed against the United States of America, is very real. China is at the head of it, and they have probably, they have at least 50% of the world's population, I would say, and Clay can jump in.
We'll go to Clay in a moment. We've got 2 hours, but I want to ask you, General, because you're the former head of Defense Intelligence,
yep,
and a war veteran, a hero of the whole nine yards. You know, from the ground up to 35,000 feet to a million feet, how this thing really operates. The left, the Harvard, the CIA deputy director has been putting out pro-Hamas emojis. The corporate media has been siding with the Islamists, the Muslim Brotherhood. We know Obama was in control of, launched the Arab Spring, overthrew the Egyptians and others, our allies. So at a very sick level here, there's something bigger. Why is the Democratic Party sitting there tacitly backing what the Chi-Coms are doing in the Middle East? What's the big picture?
Yeah, the big picture is that this administration, and it really starts back with the Obama administration. I do not want that. Do not want the Obama administration to get away with this. Inside of Washington, D.C., inside of the rot that is inside of our intelligence community, and I use that word very precisely, rot. There is a rot that seethes down from the head all the way down into the senior executive service. And they know this. They know this. There is such an anti-Israeli, anti-American in many cases, and a pro-Iran, and that's really the sort of the big.
And a lot of the so-called right wing is now pro-Muslim.
Oh yeah.
It's crazy.
And it is. And there's the whole uniparty component of what we're facing in Washington D.C. But this craziness that we're seeing. I mean, today, I think as I was coming in here today, I'm told that JFK International Airport is now blocked off. Up in New York, they've been blocking off bridges. We've had, you know, how is all of this happening in such a short period of time, when for the last, you know, 20 years, two plus decades, we've been fighting, you know, over in Iraq, over in Afghanistan, all these wars over there against these same elements. Yet you turn it on its head today, and we're now siding with these same elements. We're siding with the elements that were pro-Islam, pro-Iran, in many cases, even pro-ISIS.
And I want to separate this for people who are dense, and I know most of our audience isn't. It doesn't mean we support everything Israel does, or Israel spying on the U.S., or the Israel lobby, or the ADL. I criticize that, so does the general. But Islam's a billion, almost 2 billion people, billion and a half right now. There's tens of millions in Europe, millions here, military-age men flooding in. They've definitely got Hezbollah, Hamas sleeper cells. They're definitely preparing something big. The FBI director says they see flashing lights everywhere. No kidding. And so just like Obama used an Arab Spring to project power, it looks like they're planning to use that as their new Black Lives Matter into the election, an Islamic uprising that's already here as some type of trigger. How do you see that? Because you're the expert on this playing out.
Yeah, so and I'm going to take people back just to take a minute. Hamas and Hezbollah, two very radical organizations, have been inside of the United States for well over two decades. They have represented a threat to the United States of America for a long time. Never mind what's going on over in the Middle East, in what's called the Levant area, where Israel, Jordan, Lebanon, Gaza, parts of Egypt are, the Sinai, for example. They have been a threat right here in this country. And now what we are seeing with what has happened recently with this savage attack on the 7th of October, what we're now seeing is this rise of that threat. Now, the additive component of this is this invasion of our southern border. The invasion of our southern border has allowed in known terrorist organizations, known terrorists. I mean, the FBI has come out and said that they have, you know, they've captured or arrested some number, but they're not going to get them all, folks. So we're looking at hundreds of thousands of people from these countries that represent.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
For both of our coasts, right? So this is a big, big deal. And the flow of military forces and resources going through that particular waterway. If you jump back over to the Middle East, the same can be said for the Suez Canal. That's why the Chinese and the Russians in particular have been working very closely with the Egyptians. So there's this alliance that's formed. Not forming, it has formed. And it's formed because of the weak, pathetic, you know, feckless leadership that we have in the White House right now. And I hate saying that because we have men and women serving overseas that are in harm's way right now. But I can tell you, their hands are tied behind their back. And when we are responding with only defensive measures against suicide, unmanned aerial vehicles or drones, and we have shore-to-ship missiles being fired, and all we're able to do is shoot them out of the sky instead of destroying their headquarters or going after the Iranian Navy or going after the major forces that Iran has with our military, that puts our military in a very, very difficult spot. And I feel sorry for our military right now because they're in a defensive posture rather than being able to go after these guys.
And let's be clear to people that aren't a general and don't know this stuff. These are $500,000 or dollar missiles.
$200,000 missiles that we fire back at a $200 drone. So a $200 suicide drone that's flown from Yemen by the Houthis, which are totally sponsored by the Iranians. They fly a $200 drone, and one of those drones is eventually going to get in. So they fly these formations, these swarms.
And they've been hitting a bunch of civilian ships and blown
exactly,
up.
Exactly. And we're firing back at them with like $200,000, you know, missiles. So I use this word reciprocity. We have got to be smarter about how we go after this, because I don't want us to be in another endless war that's a loser. And I don't want us. I'm anti-war. I'm definitely anti-stupid war. But what we have right now is we have this problem in the Middle East, and it is going to continue to fester, and it's going to fester and get much, much worse. Do not think that this thing is going to end. For those that have studied Israel and the Six-Day Wars, no. This is going to go on for many more months. What our problem right now is, America, is what's happening right here at home, and it is building and building and building to a point where I can't sit here today and say, oh, yeah, everything's going to be normal. We're going to have a free and fair election. I just can't sit here and do that. I'd be
every 3 months, more people that they encounter and mark down come in, not to mention the ones they don't encounter,
right,
than the city of Denver.
10 million. We're looking at 10 million in just the last couple of years. 10 million in just the last couple of years.
I want to go to Clay Clark, but then we'll come back to you on the election, on their plans. Yeah, you've been saying since you know, they stole the election from Trump, and we had, you know, lunch right after it. You said they're going to make their move. They're going to try to, you know, even cancel the next election, the next presidential election. Now they're officially in the Washington Post saying, what if Trump dies, and the New York Times, what if there is no election? They're actually trying to prepare the minds for outrageous stuff. So we see them going for broke. We see them taking Trump off the ballot in places like Colorado. Insane arrogance. He wasn't even convicted of a crime. Well, that just shows that they're not going to back down. So we have to then trajectory out what their next moves will be. I'll ask you that in a moment. But Clay Clark, you're a really smart individual in your own right. I watch your show. You've been a guest host as well. You've been studying the globalists. You heard what General Flynn just said. What is your view on this?
Well, first off, I had 5 quick points I want to share, Alex. One is, I don't think that the godless globalists planned on you, Tucker Carlson, General Flynn, President Donald J. Trump, and Joe Rogan showing up. And I mean that sincerely. It's an honor to be here with you.
Honor to be here.
I've watched you for years, and you've been doing this for 30 years. And so I'm going to continue praying for you. I was praying for Owen, but I really mean this. Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson, General Flynn, President Donald J. Trump, Joe Rogan, they didn't plan on you 5 showing up. Okay, so I'm honored to be here with you. Second is, all this information we're going to go over, I know it can be overwhelming for people. So I made a little landing page called timetofreeamerica.com/Alex, where I'm going to put all the facts that we'll discuss here. Timetofreeamerica.com/Alex. But you were on Tucker Carlson, and you said, Tucker, whether people believe in the mark of the beast or not, whether people believe in the book of Revelation or not, They do. The globalists do, and they're building the Mark of the Beast system. And so I would encourage everybody today as a little bit of homework, open up your Bible to Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14. In Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14, it says that when the Euphrates River dries up, false prophet will show up, and China and Russia will team up. Now, whether people believe in the book of Revelation or not, China and Russia are teaming up. They are doing it.
It's all extremely biblical.
Yeah, so Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, they're all teaming up together, and they're adding six more nations on January 1st to do what's called de-dollarization. So you have Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. They're all teaming up. Saudi Arabia is joining. You have Dubai joining. These countries are joining to de-dollarize. And so everybody out there, if you have not been listening to the Alex Jones program, the question I would have is, are you waking up more people at a faster rate than we're having illegal immigrants making their way across the border? So illegal immigrants are pouring into our nation. And everybody out there, if you're watching today, you have got to be waking up people at a massive speed right now, because it's reaching an apex right now where the borders are being blended, and we have got to wake up the American population. The final thing I want to point out is the book of Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18. It talks about the mark of the beast. And how are they going to get us into a system where you can't buy or sell without putting a technology under your skin? What they're going to do is they're going to collapse the dollar. They want to collapse the dollar and then roll out universal basic income. And for anybody out there who's watching, you just do a Google search real quick for MIT, a quantum dot, do a search for MIT quantum dot, do a search for MIT CBDCs, and then do a search for MIT quantum dot, and do a search for MIT CBDCs. And you can see, Alex, there's a technology that's been created called the quantum dot, which was funded by Jeffrey Epstein and Gates, which stores your medical and financial records under your skin. And so I would just say, for anybody out there today, you gotta listen to what Alex is saying, to what Tucker's saying, to what Rogan's saying, to what Flynn's saying, and to what Trump is saying, and wake as many people up as possible, because you've been a voice in the wilderness saying this for 30 years, and I apologize that we're a little bit late to the party to show up as reinforcements here, but I am encouraged, Alex, that more and more people are waking up. And I can just tell you, my wife, Alex, she saw your interview with Tucker, and she says, honey, the message is getting out to the masses. And my wife's friends, who I would consider to be maybe more in that normie category, they're now talking about these items because Tucker had the boldness to allow you on his program, and Elon Musk allowed you back on X. So I actually see a lot of people waking up. I know it's a lot of terrifying information, Alex, but I do see a lot of people waking up.
No, I totally agree. We got to go to break here in a minute. I want to come back with you and then General Flynn, because you're both really smart guys, but General Flynn is like one of a kind.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been the National Security Advisor, the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency. He's run major operations all over the world. Clearly, you can feel it. You can see it. They're cornered. We are winning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I talk to all these prominent people, and I see it on the street. I get nothing but love on the street now. I was getting attacked just 3-4 years ago. So everybody I know says, no, there's an awakening. All these Democrats I know have apologized. People really get it now. But then the enemy knows that. And so what are they going to do when you have a desperate enemy and they're in deep trouble and they know they're all going to go to prison, basically? They're going to do Hail Marys. So when we come back, I want to ask you both, but back to you first, Clay. What are those Hail Marys? And then what do we do to stop that? Because, yeah, we've won a lot of hearts and minds, but I've seen them telegraphing more than anything, cyber attack, and I'm not saying China's good, but blamed on China. And if you read the WEF plans, they say we'll use this to bring in the New World Order. They shut everybody off, roll out a new digital system. Oh, great, we've got this. They admit they want to use a cyber attack to bring in the precursor to the Mark of the Beast, this CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency, and they're all rolling it out right now. So we're going to go to break. We have General Flynn here with us, and, of course, we have Clay Clark. Be sure and follow on X, General Flynn at General Flynn, FLYNN, GeneralFlynn.com, at General Flynn on Twitter, now X, and the Clay Clark on Twitter, now X, as well. Follow me at Real Alex Jones. Millions of people are tuning in. Go to my Twitter, Real Alex Jones, and share the live link now. Critical intel straight ahead. Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globals, Launch the Next Great Renaissance. But if you want to get destroyed free shipping, double pay for your points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster. It's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, take it under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force. X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Vasobeats for your blood and your heart, and what it does for a nitric boost. Nitric boost. It's all there. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Xtendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
We think just let me think.
I suspect even now orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor Sutler.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance, depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and subverting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad problems which can conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Started. We didn't know we were in a war when World War II started. We're definitely gone over the edge of the fourth turning. The globalists admitted all their literature. They know there's a worldwide awakening. They're going to counter us with a lot of different things. And if the public is aware of this, we're going to win. And it's not about Alex Jones or General Flynn or even Donald Trump or Tucker Carlson. It's about they chose me, and they admitted this letter in the Wall Street Journal, to ban first, demonize me for a full year like they were invading the country, demonize me for a full year so people wouldn't support me. And then once people didn't support me when I got banned, a lot of folks did, and got scared, well, then when everybody else got banned, nobody stood up for them. That's a tactic. You know, the famous pastor that was in Nazi Germany and put in a camp, when first they came for this group, I didn't do anything, I wasn't part of that group, and then it went on down the line. So when I tell you, and you see it, and everybody from Russell Brand and Joe Rogan, it's not about Alex Jones, say, Alex Jones was right, Alex Jones is a great guy, he's dead on. They're not just saying, don't censor him. They're saying, no, this is the truth. And then they're dialing in and seeing it. They don't need to hear it from me. Once you know it and understand the battlefield and who's who, you now know the enemy's next move. So the fact that now people aren't just supporting my return to X and things like that with Elon Musk, now it's becoming not just the hot new thing, but something that's really being massively adopted. And if the people can't figure out that they're in a war and who's attacking them, they're going to lose. But if we know there's this out-of-control global corporate takeover and that it's a horrible place they're taking us, we can then oppose it and defeat it. I know that's very simple to say, but that's the point we're at. We're winning the hearts and minds. I think we're winning the info war. The enemy admits in their own documents they're losing, but they have a lot of tricks. So, General Flynn, I want to go back to you and then back to Clay Clark. A, do you agree with those statements? And then B, I'm saying cyber attack. They've already abolished the border. What else do you think they're going to try? False flags? I mean, if you get in the enemy's mind, if you were back as a national security advisor advising Trump, and I know you do talk to him and advising some, he's really the real president, what are you telling him to worry about when he's 10, 20, 30 points ahead, had 10 points in the swing states, and all their tyrannies backfired? Well, then they're going to have some Hail Marys, and that really sends chills up my spine.
Yeah. So for Trump personally, I tell him to watch what he eats. I mean, and I mean that very specifically. You know, you got to be careful because these people, they could do anything. A couple of things, and I captured a few notes here from, you know, during the break. But things like, so what might we see? And we've talked about a global cyber event. In fact, Klaus Schwab has even said that. We could see a shutdown of the economy or a complete tectonic shift of the economy from one type of financial system to another, and we touched on that a little bit with this digital currency stuff. Clearly another health crisis. There are things that I watch very closely in places like Africa and certainly in China, and some of the other things that we see bubbling up within our own country right now that could return us to another health crisis. And that would just be more of a distraction, because I think that we were so ready. And we have overcome the last COVID one. I do think that there is some, and especially as I put my feet into the shoes of the sort of the left, there are some discussions about military operations inside of the contiguous borders of the United States of America, meaning, you know, shutting down things when they need to shut down things based on events that they will probably create. So we've got to be very careful for that. We got to be watchful of that. But those are a couple of the things. So a cyber event, shutdown, something that happens to our economy, a health crisis, and then and then some type of military operation or military movement or military shift. And it's something that we have to pay very close attention to, especially as we get into this coming summer. There's four things that are going on. There's a physical, there is an emotional, there's an intellectual, and there's clearly a spiritual war. The physical war, and I'm going to touch on a couple of things here. The border crisis, this invasion of our country, is a physical event that is happening. It is rising the rate of crime in our country. We see a lot of these events that we're seeing, some of these protests, some of these pro-Palestinian protests. This has a lot to do with the border invasion that has taken place over the last 3 or 4 years. So this is sort of planning that has been going on. We also have distractions. I call them distractions. These are physical things, though. The war in Ukraine, that is a big-time distraction. The war in the Middle East, that is a big-time distraction. As long as this administration can keep us sort of off our toes and focused over there, they can do whatever they want right here in this country, and they are doing a lot of damage in our own country right now. The second thing is the emotional. This is really where, and I talk about this in this book, Fifth Generation Warfare. We talk about it in the information war or info wars. This is the idea of friend on friend, foe, you know, family against family member, neighbors against neighbors. That's what they want to create. They want to create this emotional chaos in our communities. And they try very hard to do that. And they do it through their friends in the media. But they know that they're not winning that particular one. The third part is the intellectual component. And this is really where we are all being tested right now, because you're not certain who to trust. You know, Alex has been bashed over the head for the better part of really 30 years. And I told Alex a couple of years ago when we met that I had first seen him in 2008 and 2009. I said, that guy's absolutely right on the money. And here we are sitting here today in 2023. We're talking about the same issues, although they have exacerbated. So we have to really dig in, do the research, listen to the right people. You see this, all this information that Alex has out here, and he has it out here every single day. This is the kind of stuff that all of us have to be doing. And then the fourth war that we're involved in, because this is clearly a spiritual war. This is a good versus evil. Clay laid that out. Alex has talked about that. The good versus evil. We are in a spiritual war like we have never seen. And if we don't realize that, if we don't realize that the evil that exists, you know, like I always say, the sobering reality is that evil exists around the world and right here in America. And it exists in the likes of some of these people that are currently running our country. Never mind the World Economic Forum. Never mind some of this corporate wokeness that exists. But this is evil. And you kind of say to yourself, well, why the hell? Why do these people? Why, you know, these people have all kinds of wealth. They have all kinds of power. Why would they be doing this to the United States of America? Because they want more power and they want more wealth and they want your wealth.
And if they got this country full under their control, they have unlimited power. It's like Hitler getting control of Germany. So expanding on that, then going to Clay Clark for an in-depth breakdown by him. You mentioned, I don't want you to zero back in on this, because that's where you're the expert of experts. There is massive pre-programming with all these movies, TV shows, comic books, everywhere, saying the right wing is about to start killing everybody and blowing everything up. The U.S. military is going to have to crush them. Then we see the talking heads on MSNBC.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
And it's about the loss of freedom. It's about the loss of who we are as Americans. It's about everything. I carry around, you know, my Constitution all the time because I like to dig into it once in a while. But my bigger point is that we are facing, you know, and I've talked about this for a long time. The Democratic Socialist Party of America, the Communist Party of America has been around since 100 years ago. The Communist Party of America has been around. The Democratic Socialist Party of America kind of rose out of the 50s and 60s. We're now flowing into this right now, and they have taken over one of the major parties. There is no more Democrat and Republican, although we still use those words.
There's
right?
The globalist combine allied with the Chi-Com. There's the criminal axis that are the Confederates that want to break up America. And so, as I said, you said, if we identify the globalists as the outside enemy destroying our borders, our culture, our dollar, our future, we come together and we win. They're saying, no, you're divided back to Confederates. And they talk about in this new movie, the states breaking up,
right,
the South again battling the North. They literally know that's in our subconscious. So they're deploying that in multiple movies right now. That means it's their play.
Yeah, it's big time play. I mean, there's going to be a couple of movies coming out between now and the summer. And you're going to see these kinds of things. And when I see something like that, I'm going to be paying very close attention to our military and our military force alignment around the world, and certainly those forces that are here, and that includes reserves and that includes National Guard, to kind of get a sense of which direction are our leaders, our uniform leaders in the military going. And a lot of people that are, you know, that'll say, that alone, me saying that, is going to get a lot of people ruffled, but I'm just telling you, folks, we have a corporate woke military leadership right now, because I can't imagine people that aren't sitting there going, you know what, this is not something that I can stand for anymore. So you take the bars or the stars off of your shoulder and you throw them down on the desk and you say, look, I'm walking away from this after 30 or 40 years of doing this because I can't take what it is that you are planning to do to this country. Because this is so clear, and it's so clear to me the kinds of things that they are planning on doing right now. We have to be very conscious of it, and we've got to be talking to our community leaders about it. We've got to be talking, you know, in our churches about it, and we've got to be talking, as you mentioned, about what can our, you know, what should Congress do. There are people in Congress. There's a few who are fighting back, not enough. And, you know, Speaker Johnson, you know, if you're listening, your first priority was to take care of the Ukrainian border and not the U.S. southern border, buddy. So, you know, I've lost sort of all faith in you, but maybe there's still some light left in you. I know that there's a few others in there fighting, and they need to keep fighting.
And I want to be 1,000% clear on this. And we're going to play it. They are pre-programming with Barack Obama producing a huge Netflix movie with huge stars. Yeah. Other big globalists, $300 million budget for civil war where the military kills white Southerners who support a Trump-like figure. They are literally planning to go with this, just like they had a bunch of movies about this right before the 2000 Summer of Rage. They're doing this. They're going to stage false flags unless we expose them and stop them to blame us and trigger this. And they're going to make moves that they believe will elicit a civil war. This isn't coming. It's here. They are going to try this. We have to have maximum effort to explain we are not the Confederates. We are the Americans, whether we live in the North, the South, the East, the West, whether we're black, white, Hispanic, old, young, gay, straight. If you don't want to be a slave to the globalists, and you don't want to eat the bugs, and you don't want open borders, and you don't want hundreds of thousands of fentanyl deaths a year, and you don't want World War III with the Russians, and you don't want all this insanity, and you don't want the inflation, then say no. But they are programming for it now. Barack Obama is producing movies about civil war, and they now admit it came out in the news today. He's running the Harvard heads and others with this white people are evil, pro-Muslim crap. They're making their move against brown against white because that's how they want to divide us to win. They're making their move. This is a red alert. Comment on that, and we'll go to Clay.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is absolutely right. I mean, one of the movies is called Civil War. So we have got to be very conscious. I always say we have to maintain the moral high ground. And what does that mean, maintaining the moral high ground? That means that we have to stand our ground. We have to speak out to our leaders in our local communities. We have to get involved in our local communities. We have to tell those representatives that we have to do more. I would love to see Mike Johnson, Speaker Mike Johnson. I'd love to see him shut the government down. Just shut it down. Put some pressure on the left. Put some pressure on this small body of people that think that they are going to ruin this country and run our lives into the ground. But Alex just laid out and all the things that we know to be true. There are no conspiracy theories here, folks. These are things that are happening. They're happening in our lives. And as we go from now until, let's just say, into the June time frame, we're going to see this, the kinds of things that we just talked about, and many more events unravel or unfold as it is in our lives that are going to affect everything going into the rest of this year. This year, 2024, is the most historically consequential year in the United States history, bar none.
And I just want to say this. Ladies and gentlemen, we can beat Obama and the globalists. His Arab Spring didn't go the way he wanted. They're trying that here. Al Gore said we need an Arab Spring in America. He meant that literal. Many Muslims aren't going to join this. They're not our enemy, too. They're trying to use it as a detonator within the country. We want to reach out to everybody. We want to de-escalate this. We want to explain we know what's going on and not take the bait. But with these broadcasts and other shows, and Joe Rogan's about to come out about this, I'll leave it at that. We have bigger audiences than Hollywood now. We're going to beat them together. Clay Clark.
Well, I'll just say this. First off, you don't spell words. Words cast a spell on people. So when you see the movies that project this, they're casting a spell on people. And they do it through symbolism as well. And so if you're a producer, you can go to timetofreeamerica.com/Alex. I want to show people an example of this. The word corona, it equals 666. So the word corona, they just shove it in your face. So C is 3, O is 15, R is 18, O is 15, N is 14, A is 1. The word corona is 666. And if you scroll down, CERN is 666. Yeah? CERN is 666.
And its symbol is 666.
Yeah, the symbol is 666.
The official symbol is 366. I mean, not just the name.
Can't make it up.
If you look, the World Economic Forum, I put all this on timetofreeamerica.com/ox. You look at it, folks. The World Economic Forum, their logo is 666. You think about, well, the CERN invented the World Wide Web. It's called www. And in Hebrew, W is 6. So www is 666. The Google quantum computer that powers CERN, the Google Chrome logo is now 666. And you say, what? And you say, well, where are all these organizations located? Well, we'll get into that in just a second. But Microsoft has a patent, W02020060606, for a cryptocurrency system using body activity. So the Mark of the Beast technology, they literally decided to name it W02020060606 for a cryptocurrency system using body activity. And you say, well, where are all these idiots located? Where's their home office? Their home office is in Geneva, Switzerland. And the Bible tells you in Revelation 9:11 and Revelation 2, verse 13, so Revelation 9:11 and Revelation 2:13, the Bible tells us that Satan dwells where the former temple of Apollo was and where Antipas was martyred. So it's very hard to resist what you don't believe exists. So if you talk about calls to action, what we can do to save our country, one, I encourage everybody, go to timetofreeamerica.com/Alex and look at all of, I put 119 irrefutable examples of Team Evil working right in your face. And you got to look at it because that'll wake up people. But again, it's hard to resist if you don't know that it exists. The second, and Alex, the reason why General Flynn and Eric Trump and I and Don Jr., why we do these Reawaken America Tour events, and by the way, the final one is in June in Michigan, why we do this is because most people, and General Flynn gets there at 6 in the morning, he can vouch for me, I get there at 6 in the morning, we greet every single attendee, we shake their hand, and I bet you 90% of the attendees tell me, they say, Clay, I had no idea about the Great Reset, the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, CERN, I had no idea about any of this stuff until I heard about it at a Reawaken America tour or from Tucker Carlson or from Alex Jones or from Joe Rogan. So everybody out there, whether you come join us in June at timetofreeamerica.com for the Michigan event or whether you go to timetofreeamerica.com/Alex, you have got to look and face the sobering realization, as General Flynn said when he was campaigning for Trump, that evil exists. It's very hard to resist if you don't believe it exists. The second is, again, words cast a words. You don't spell words. Words cast a spell on people. That's why they're putting out this predictive programming. And the final thing is the Bible, Luke chapter 9, verse 5. God tells us that we're supposed to go house to house, town to town, laying hands on the sick, casting out demons, and telling people about Jesus. That's our 9-to-5 job. It's found in Luke 9, 5. In Luke 9, 5, it tells us our 9-to-5 job. So everybody out there needs to become like a mini Alex Jones, a mini Tucker Carlson, a mini General Flynn, a mini Joe Rogan. We have to go out there and share the truth without fear of rejection, without fear of judgment, without fear of hate. And Matthew 5:10 tells us that God blesses those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for ye shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. So when Owen Schroyer, your colleague, was in prison, so many people were praying for him. So many people were cheering for him. But I can tell you that Owen Schroyer will be blessed in this life and the next because he was persecuted for righteousness' sake. So I just encourage everybody out there, take this show, share it far and wide, and don't be afraid about it. Don't worry about the cancel culture. Alex, that's why General Flynn and I let people name their price to our events. We don't make any money.
Absolutely. I want to say something. We're going to go break, come back to you.
Yeah.
I apologize. I was going to go to the big event last time. My wife's dad had a big heart attack, and then we've been taking care of him. And he lived. He's better now. And now he's moved back to where he was. But I was dealing with that, and I had so much going on. I just couldn't travel for that. But I'll try to come to the next one. Let's do hour number two. General Flynn has a ton of notes he hasn't gotten to yet, and so does Clay Clark. So we have a huge, vitally important hour number two. Tell everybody, tune in now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.